and verse 15 of this same chapter. By long forbearing is a ruler persuaded, and here again is beautiful, grotesque imagery. A soft tongue breaks the bone. Here you got a big old shin bone. You want to make you up some good stock. With the marrow of the shin bone of an old cow that went to the slaughterhouse. And I come to your kitchen and there's that big shin bone. And you want to cut it up into chunks big enough, small enough to get into the pot and to have the hot water boil out the marrow. And I see you there with a piece of a cow's tongue whacking away at the bone. Whack, whack. I say, what you doing? I'm trying to break this bone. I say, I think somebody done broke your head. What you trying to do, break a bone with a cow's tongue? You can't break bone with tongue. Solomon says, yes, you can. A soft answer. The soft tongue breaks the bone. Here is the person, so stubborn, so entrenched in his perspective, how are you going to break him from it? Not by coming at him with the battle axe of your angry, sarcastic, irritated words. You come with words as soft and gentle and tender as the tissue of your tongue, and you break the bone. Now our children must learn that. They should learn it as they see us breaking the bone of our mates' stubbornness in a given area. And they see us wisely in a situation as they begin to discern our different nuances of the way we speak. They see a situation that they expected us perhaps to be firm and to be strident in the way we approached an issue, but instead we approached it softly and we saw the bone of resistance break. And they, I've learned a lesson. More than one way to break a bone. Now the person that tries to chop up a shin bone with a cow's tongue in the kitchen, we'd call him a fool. But God calls wise the person who learns to break the bone of a person's stubborn opinions, of a person's unwillingness to face a given issue. The soft tongue breaks the bone. How we need to instruct our children in that great truth.